It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands all gracious King.
Hear the angels sing. Could I just say a little thing here first? Stan is having a memorial service this Saturday at 11. So just so I don't think it was announced, so I thought I wanted to announce it. Okay?
Good morning, everyone. We are going to light the Advent candle. So this morning, we relight the candle of hope. And now, we light the candle of peace.
Isaiah 9:6 reads, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
Let's pray. Father, as we light this candle of peace, we ask that you prepare our hearts for your coming. Clear the paths in our lives that keep us from you, and make room in our hearts for your peace and presence. May we welcome you with open hearts and lives prepared for your glory. Amen. So, this is Sunday that we've been asked to kind of prepare a few things and maybe give you a bit of a window into Christmas in our home. So I'll share a few things there, but Jacqueline and I just prepared a few words that we wanted to share with you. And so, yeah, I hope this is an encouragement and a blessing to you. Do you know where you are in your journey in life? Perhaps you are young and just beginning, full of learning and wonder, with a big world of possibilities. Or are you somewhere in the middle, trekking most days what feels like a common path of everyday responsibilities? Or are you slowing into the golden years of reflection and fulfillment, looking back often from where you have come? Wherever you find yourself along the path, one thing is certain. You are on God's timeline. The world we live in is not by chance or accident, but rather an intentional creation, and the history we have come from is not an endless succession of meaningless circles, but rather a direct movement toward a great event. If your life could be shown on a screen or drawn out like a timeline, this moment, this spot you're at today would be marked. Have you ever used navigation on your phone or on your car? You become this little car icon slowly moving along the road, and alerts of construction and traffic pop up, and your next turn is guided by a calm voice, while your estimated time of arrival keeps you on track. God has given us much insight in the Bible to understand the concept of time. He has shown us the beginning and the end. As Christians, we get the whole story. Maybe like me, you feel things should happen faster than they are, and you get restless in waiting. The prophet Micah was proclaiming a truth 700 years before the birth of Jesus. God gave him a glimpse and put a word in his mouth to strengthen his people with hope. "But you, O Bethlehem, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. There in the threshold of that little town came the promised advent of the arrival of Jesus. It gives us a major event on the map, the coming of the Ancient of Days, born as a baby. And what stunning hope. For the one who believes, it is a pivotal point of the story. God with us. And so we celebrate Advent by doing the very thing God knows we need in our busy lives. We slow down and mark the occasion. We find a way to still our hearts and look at the lowly baby wrapped and lying in the straw. If we were on the navigation app, we would put a stop here, turn left, and in 500 meters take a rest at the manger. In our family, we have attempted in many ways to honor the Lord in the Christmas season. And I remember one in particular where we worked with our children to help them memorize verses of the birth of Jesus. On Christmas morning, they stood proudly in front of the tree in their festive PJs, and with surprising ease, they told the ancient details of angels and shepherds and a baby. Isabel, our youngest, was only 4, but even to the smallest, the truth of Scripture can be a treasure. I'm not sure she even remembers that moment, but I think what matters to us was that we made time for our family to receive the truth. And much has changed in our home today, but there's something, that's the desire to live our lives for Christ and to be changed more and more to be like Him. And He is doing that. The word Advent comes or means coming or arrival. We already have Bethlehem marked. But it is not the only Advent. Titus 2 gives us the second Advent, or the two Advent bookends in our journey. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you see where we are on the map. Charles Spurgeon writes, "See then where we are. We are encompassed about, behind and before with the appearing of our Lord. Behind us is trust. Before us is hope. Behind us is the Son of God in humiliation. Before us is the great Lord and Savior in His glory. We stand between two epiphanies, the Son of God in human flesh and dishonor and weakness, the second of the same God in all His power and glory. In what a position then do the saints stand? They have an era all to themselves which begins and ends with the Lord's appearing. We are between grace and glory. Our journey is living between the Advents, the waiting, the looking, the longing, the bumps in the road. That is where we are all on the map. If this second Advent has the same weight in our lives as the first, that poses an important question. How then shall we live? 1 Peter, like Titus, gives us those two great bookends of Advent. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope to an inheritance that is imperishable and undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you. That promise is very great, but just as the Bible solidifies our hope, it bolsters our faith, and we get a dose of reality. God shows us the posture to now take. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you have been grieved by many trials. And just stop there for a moment. Grieved by many trials. That is the spot on the road where the little car is traveling, and it is driving in the mess. Maybe it's a 4x4 truck plowing through a tough season. Maybe it's splashing mud up all over the place. Or maybe it's a long and lonely road. Jesus came right in the middle of the mess. And this is an important place to find ourselves before the Lord. And has much for us here. In fact, it is possibly where our whole lives will be lived. The mess. All things we experience in our broken world. It is the sickness and the pain. It is the anxiety and addictions. It is cancer and death. It is injustice and suffering. It is broken relationships and heartache. And it lives with us in our families and in our homes. And if we're honest, it wasn't what we planned for. Our family has gone through some of those muddy spots on the map. And by God's grace, we have endured. We have a tradition in our family called the prayer tree. Over the years, we have made a tree out of paper and put it up on the wall. This year, my daughter Mia painted a big, beautiful tree with a sunset behind it. And the tree has no leaves. That is, until we put a prayer up, cut out as a leaf and taped to a branch. Anything goes, from math tests to future plans, from hurting friends to lost keys, from sickness to peace and harmony. We know every prayer matters, and we can trust God with every single one, because we have seen prayer answered. When a prayer is answered, we take it down and put it up in the hallway. But there's one leaf that may be up there for a while. It reads Philippians 1:10. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. Dear Father, make my entire family missionaries for you. Signed, Mom. We have been learning in the mess. We have been doing some waiting and longing, some growing and changing. And we've been practicing peace. This Sunday is the Advent of peace. Peace matters a great deal in our home, and Jesus brings peace, and he offers it to us to share with one another. A verse taped up in our kitchen reads, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Ephesians 4:2-3. We have a video that we prepared a while ago and thought it would be fitting for the service today. And I hope that it makes you think of who Jesus is and has brought to us all.
resting from your busy life.
It's often when I'm reminded of who God is and the fact that I can give everything to Him and that I don't have to carry all of life's burdens on my own. I'm reminded of these things often when I'm surrounded by people who love God and worship Him with me. Worshiping God through song is so important, and so is having community who does it with me. Feeling refreshed is feeling the overwhelming peace of God.
When I think about refreshment, I think about rest. It's a moment to pause and reflect. For me, a Sunday morning is refreshing. Resting from your busy life, worshiping God, and just putting a pause on the stresses of everyday life. That is what refreshment is to me. And you can have that at any time.
Jesus makes me so happy when I'm with Him because He made everything.
When I think of being refreshed, I think of fall and the seasons changing. It's like going to sleep after a hard day and waking up to a fresh start. Change is refreshing, and the seasons are one of His ways of keeping life interesting.
When I think of peace, I think of connection, especially with my family. Spending time together in any way makes me feel content and calm.
I found that nothing of this world compares to the refreshment I feel when I'm reminded of the character of God. So many of our worship songs reflect on all that He has done for us out of His great love. They speak of His power, His strength, and His mercies that are new every morning. When I'm reminded of His perfect character, how faithful He is, and how He cares so deeply for His children, my soul feels at peace. I'm able to let go of all the worries in my life, all of the things that seem too hard to handle on my own, because I know that He is in control and I can fully trust in Him. When I take time to reflect on those things, my heart feels fully at peace. My hope tonight is that each of us here can take time to reflect on the words we're singing and remember that there is nothing on this earth that can provide more comfort and true peace than that which comes from our Father and the rest that He provides for us in Him.
When I think of peace, I think of togetherness. I think of a family that meets each other right where they are at, because that is where God meets us. For each one to have a place at the table, always open and ready for a heart to come home. That is the peace of God to me.
Let there be light. The lights are all on. Thank you, Jeff, and the rest of the family for sharing with us. The one thing that I always find, and it doesn't matter who you talk to, trials will be in their life. It'll always be there. It always flows through it because we need it. We need that for our growth, as Jeff was explaining too. And this is truly a time of peace. And I don't want to take away from anything that they had brought to you this morning. I want you to think about it, and I want it to be on your mind And I hope that it did bring peace to your life and what he had brought, to know a little bit of what's going on in their family or what has gone on or things that they have done for traditions. And that is the whole desire of this, is for everyone just to feel a piece of what there is in each other's lives as they celebrate this Advent season. And as we know, there's trials that will be within our Advent season. And I don't want you to forget, though, too, one trial that has gone on, too, is Stan for the Woods, for Gail Woods. That will be happening again. I know Charlie mentioned it, but 11 a.m. on Saturday. So please join us here, 11 a.m. Saturday. Write it on your bulletins as well, just for a reminder. We are very forgetful people, but don't forget Stan and Jessica as they go through this time. And I have a verse in Hebrews, and I love the book of Hebrews. I don't know if there's other books that are really good. But Hebrews I love because it just brings in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It just mixes it together and mingles it all, and it's beautiful. And right in the very beginning of Hebrews, it says, long ago, at many times, this is Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, long ago, at many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. That is our God in Christ, all one, a perfect God. Let's sing some more.
Let's stand.
Oh,
fun that we can sing that together. It is well with my soul. It really is. Our soul is knit with His. When we are His, it is set there. We may not be in the heavens yet, but it is like we are in the heavens because we've tasted of the heavenly. I'm going to use Hebrews again because Hebrews 12, as we leave here, I want you to think about this. Therefore, since we are surrounded, Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So next week, we will be celebrating joy. So be blessed and go in peace. Thank you.